All right. Welcome to the after show. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. It's the 26th of June, 2022. It's a Sunday, Sunday afternoon. We had a little, we did a sermon this morning on wives, the wives of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I noted that they, first of all, they're extraordinarily beautiful. Their beauty was extraordinary, so much so it put the lives of their husbands at risk. Number two, I noted that the patriarchs, starting with Abraham, insisted that the wives all come out of the same small family line that existed back in Mesopotamia. He made his servants swear an oath not to let them have a wife from the daughter of the Canaanites, and he said, "You go back to my people." So Isaac ends up marrying his cousin. And then later on, when Jacob, it's time for him to get married, he goes back there, he meets a beautiful young lady, also a relation, and marries her. And so that for some reason, that was really important. I also noted that, the left is not taking this whole Roe versus Wade thing very well. It's not a surprise. In my opinion, the opinion was very measured, very balanced. Does not make abortion illegal, not in any way, shape, or form. It simply sends the issues back to the states. In fact, if you believe that the people ought to have a right to have a say in how they're ruled, it's a very democratic decision. But the left, unsurprisingly, predictably, is calling for the overturn of the Supreme Court, the abolition of the Supreme Court, the physically burning down the Supreme Court, calling for the death of anybody that supports the overturning of Roe versus Wade, calling for physical violence and death. Again, not very surprising. I want to draw a couple little threads together. One, and I've said this over and over and over again, when they say democracy, has nothing to do with people having a decision on how they run their own lives. Has nothing to do with that whatsoever. When they say democracy, they're using the term the same way that Lenin used the term the dictatorship of the proletariat. When they say democracy, they mean the dictatorship of the woke. And for them, anti-democratic means being against their woke agenda, which means opposing CRT, opposing LGBTQ, opposing abortion on demand, opposing open borders. When they say democracy, it has nothing to do whatsoever with people having a say in their own rule. They have a narrow-minded view of how the world ought to work, very much like Vladimir Lenin did and Karl Marx did. And to be pro-democracy is to be for their ideas. Has nothing to do with your vote. Has nothing to do with your opinions. If your opinions are wrong, you don't have a right to those opinions. And they camouflage it, they lie, and they call it democracy. So I want people to understand that. Don't be in a position where you think, you think democracy is one thing, but they're talking about something else. You think democracy is, we're governing ourselves, we have laws, we have a constitution, that's democracy. No, that's not what they think it is. They believe it's their woke agenda, but they try to trick you. They want you to protect their woke agenda by calling it something else, by calling it democracy. And the evidence is how they've treated it. Supreme Court comes out. Roe v. Wade is overturned. The decisions on how to govern abortion are returned to the states, which is where it was until 1973. It was there until 1970. It was in the states, and all the states had all kinds of different laws regarding it. Just like different states have different laws on, medical care or food processing or air pollution or whatever the case is. This just doesn't need to be a federal issue. It's a state issue. Balanced, measured, compromised decision. But for them, they're in a religious cult and they can't stand to lose. So if they're going to lose, they're going to burn the whole system down. Pay attention to that. If they're going to lose, they're going to burn the whole system down. Now, in my opinion, this recent Supreme Court decision was indeed a great victory. I think it was a victory not only for the issue of abortion, but I think spiritually something's going on. I don't like to be a spiritual, mystical guy. I really don't. But there are spiritual forces at work, and something broke. Something bad broke. A stronghold broke. And I've said this many times. Abortion is a rite, R-I-T-E, of the Church of Satan. And we just broke that right over this nation. Broke it on a national level. Now we got to fight it on the state level. And the demons are howling. The demons are screaming. And so this is good. But it's also a messy time. I've mentioned it before that you have peace when one side absolutely dominates and rules and one side is completely subjugated or wiped out. Well, that's the way it's been. One side has completely got all the institutions, the press, the universities, the major businesses. All the major businesses are woke, left-wing nonsense. The bar associations, let alone the governments and the bureaucrats. Well, all of a sudden now, boom, couple things happens. 2016, Trump is elected. That's democracy. They call it anti-democratic because they don't like the outcome. Pay attention to that. And so the creation or the marching orders were given to Antifa. And this is going to continue. Now that things have destabilized, now that there's been a crack in their power, they're in a panic. They're looking at bad things happening in November 2022. They're looking at, the old type of Republican is gone. The Jeb Bush Republicans, the John McCain Republicans, they're gone. And I know some people personally that are crying over that. So, where's the middle? How come we can't just be left alone? Well, talking to the wrong guy as far as that's concerned. I mean, I'm the guy that they're trying to drive out of my employment because I have the wrong religious opinions. So they've overplayed their hands. People are waking up and we're saying we're done with this nonsense. Well, I think we can expect the left to react as they were. They're in a cult and they believe that the tenets of their religion has been violated. And they've made it very clear, if the institutions such as the Supreme Court are not willing to give them what they want, they will burn it to the ground. And they've called it illegitimate. And we also see the duplicity in the application of law. FBI, top of the list. Jan Sixers, still in prison. BLMers, Antifas, they don't get touched. Jan Sixers in prison. People that supported Trump getting arrested, getting their homes raided. Yet you get people like Mad Max, Maxine Waters out there calling for people to burn down the Supreme Court and renouncing the legitimacy of those institutions. Hey, they're protected. They're promoted. So that's a long way of saying that I expect instability to increase. I think this is a good sign of it. Instability increasing is not a bad thing when you've been the oppressed. Christianity has been the oppressed, not the oppressor. It's been the oppressed for the last 100 years, especially 50 in this country. When the Ten Commandments of God are torn off the walls of government schools and you put LGBTQ up in their place, it's Christianity that's been the oppressed and Christians that have been the oppressed and the churches that have been the oppressed. And now that we're showing signs of that turning around, told you before, and I mean it, they're not going to give up. They're not going to walk away from power. It's not going to happen. If you want an artistic rendering of that, go watch the movie Dune. They've got several iterations of that. And the one royal family, they move into Dune, and he looks around at his advisors, and he said, "Do you really think they're just going to give up power and let us come in here and take over?" And indeed, that's a great struggle of the movie between the House Harkonnen and House Atreides. And a great war erupts, and then you have eventually the emergence of this Messiah. It all has overtones of the Muslim faith, faith and oil in the Middle East that was necessary for transportation. I've always enjoyed Frank Herbert's books, and you know, one of the movie series is really good too. But now that there's been an unsettling, now that something has fundamentally broken, in a good way, broken our way, they're going to up the ante. They're going to up the game. I don't know, but I expect an increase in uncertainty. Perhaps the FBI will continue to increase its persecution of political dissidents. I don't know. Perhaps there's going to be more random violence like there was a couple summers ago when they're burning cities. And the quote-unquote law enforcement agencies won't touch them, but they in fact protect them. I can see that. More false flag attacks, for sure. You've got these supposedly right-wing organizations, and turns out it's full of feds. They got a couple, you know, dupes in there. But it's all organized and run by the feds and pushed by the feds, FBI, whoever. And all this bypasses, of course, the international situation. The war in Ukraine is still there. The Russians are still there. Chinese are still there. Haven't seen or heard much about that in the last few days because you've got this really a sea change, an earthquake in American politics and jurisprudence with the overturning of Roe versus Wade. That's a big deal. One of the things that has to happen, though, and we're going to keep pushing this, is this LGBTQ stuff has to go away. That's child abuse. It's child abuse in these schools. Schools are going to have to go back to the parents locally. LGBTQ in government schools is nothing but child abuse. And I don't care if you're a law enforcement officer or a principal or a teacher. You're guilty if you're supporting that stuff. You can't do that. Same with critical race theory. It's hatred of white people. And I put something up on my Gab feed the other day. And I said, if you don't understand why people hate white people, instead of calling them white people, refer to them as the sons and daughters of Christendom, and then maybe you'll have an idea. Maybe that'll start to make sense to you. They don't hate white people because they're white. They hate white people because they're the sons and daughters of Christendom. There's a deep-seated enmity and hatred between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. And you've got a valley of dry bones right now with the sons and daughters of Christendom that have abandoned the faith. I'm hopeful that there will be the great revival. Ezekiel 36, the vision of the valley of dry bones. I'm very hopeful of that, and we are going to build Christian nations and see a resurrection of Christendom. Well, this has the powers of darkness terrified. This is why they hate white people, because we are the sons and daughters of Christendom, and there will be a great revival. And if they can wipe out the sons and daughters of Christendom, whether you call them Europeans or whites or the sons and daughters of Christendom, we're talking about the same people. Again, they're trying to hide it, just like they changed the meaning of the word democracy. You think it's one thing, it's something else. And this is what it goes right to Genesis 3:15. There's a certain lesbian soccer player. I don't remember her name. Got pink hair. I guess she was on some championship women's soccer team. And Roe versus Wade gets overturned, and she comes out and she slams, what'd she call it? The patriarchy of white supremacy, the Christian patriarchy of white supremacy. Well, there you go. That puts it in a nutshell. A hatred of the sons and daughters of Christendom. The patriarchy, for them, it's white supremacy. They wouldn't know white supremacy from pink hair. But you know, they demonize people. Oh, you're white. You need to apologize. No. White people don't need to apologize. Only people we need to apologize to is to our God for forsaking our monarch Jesus Christ. And oh, that's really, when we start seeing that happen, that's really going to get them excited, really going to get them upset. But that's fine. We're doubling down. They're doubling down. We're doubling down. It's going to get excited. I mean, think about these issues that we have to battle. We have to kick LGBTQ out of schools. We have to kick CRT out of schools. The sons and daughters of Christendom need to recognize themselves as the sons and daughters of Christendom and be proud. And be proud and not ashamed and not apologize for our God. And we're going to build Christian nations, a Christian order in this world. Unapologetically, I don't care how angry they get. I spent a fair bit of time here at bloodandfaith.com talking about narrative, talking about the Overton window, talking about the use of language. Of course, our monarch is language. Our monarch is the Logos. He is the Word of God. So all these postmodern linguistic theoreticians, they were trumped by John the Beloved 2,000 years ago when he wrote that in the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God and the Word was God. He was a linguistic theorist 2,000 years ago. Only now in the last 50 years has pagan man caught up to him and realized what he was talking about. And so they say what he said, except without acknowledging who the Word of God really is. It's not only a medium, he's the message. It's not only a representation, it's a substance. Jesus Christ is not only a representation of God, he's the substance of God. Language isn't just representative, it's also substantive. And that's Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, and all things came into being by him, through him, and for him. And in the Revelation, we find out that his name is called the Word of God. The name of the Savior, the Messiah, is called the Word of God. So the intellectual centers are bankrupt. The universities are utterly bankrupt. And they know they are, and they've been trying to hide it for the last 50 years. They're bankrupt. They've come to the end of the theory of the Enlightenment, where mankind can believe that he's rational and logical and we can figure things out. They've given up on that. They've utterly given up on that. They keep the facade going, but they don't believe it anymore. And you read some of them, they say, no, it's all about power now. There is no right, there's no wrong, there's no truth, there's no nothing. It's about power. I mean, explicitly. But you've got these liars up there, and they're liars, liars, liars. Oh, we're going to save democracy, human rights. And they don't believe in one stitch of that stuff. So we've reached peak atheism, in my opinion. We've reached peak secularism, in my opinion. The Antichrist has been ruling. The church, by and large, has bent the knee and bowed the knee to the Antichrist. When they simply defer to the Antichrist and say, oh, you don't want us to talk about that? Okay, we won't talk about that. You want us to have this opinion? Okay, we'll have that opinion. I think that's what the church has done. But I think we've reached the peak of that, and I think we're at the beginning of the great revival of the Valley of Dry Bones. And it may take 50 years, it may take 200 years. Doesn't matter. Our portion is here. I've been studying about Abraham a lot in the last few days. Look, Abraham didn't see everything that he was promised in his lifetime. I know what's coming. I can see it. I can see it clear as day. We're going to have Christian nations across the face of this earth. We're going to have a revival of Christendom. Might be a little messy going forward. But you know what? That means there's two sides engaged. So far, it's been peaceful because only one side's been engaged. Church has largely bent the knee to the Antichrist and said, well, we don't want to be like Fritz because he's racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, and anti-Semitic, and Islamophobic. We don't want to be like Fritz. No, we're good Christians. They bend over and they bow down and scrape before the Antichrist, making sure the Antichrist is not offended, making sure the people of the Antichrist are not offended, reducing the message of Jesus Christ to something that doesn't offend Satan. Why do you think Satan lets these churches grow so big? Because they obey the Antichrist. All right. Those are my thoughts for this afternoon. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. This has been The After Show. Out.